Good morning and welcome to the Project Joy radio show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini. I apologize for being late. I had trouble getting on.
Must be the Mercury retrograde.
Must be. That little devil.
We have to, if we have to, in a joking way, blame something.
Yes. It's always
to blame
good to
the
have
God of communication.
Something to blame. Yeah,
that's right.
There you go.
Okay. Here's our assignment from yesterday. The person who says it cannot be done should not interrupt the person doing it. As we note often, egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate lives in a world of no. Negativity is ego's milieu. Can't, won't, doesn't, shouldn't, better not possible, is bad, wrong, dangerous. On and on it goes, sowing its seeds of failure, disappointment, and despair. That litany is aimed at stopping the person who can, will, does, wants to, knows it's possible, and is not afraid. We get to be that person who is each time we choose presence over a conversation in conditioned mind. Being here is, can, will, does, wants to, knows it's possible, and not afraid. We don't need to do anything when we're here. Here is the whole expression. Today, prove to yourself that here gives you everything your heart has always desired. All right, shall we hear from our first caller?
Let's see. Yeah.
First caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning. This is Virginia.
Good morning, Virginia.
Good morning. Good
hey,
morning,
Virginia.
Sherry. Good morning, Ashwini. It's funny. I just read the quote this morning, but yesterday I had I think I practiced with it without you reading it. And yesterday, you know, I had a really full day. And
Full? F-U-L-L?
Yep. Full
could
day.
Could tell you said full or cool.
Okay.
Either way would be good, huh?
Yeah, either way would be pretty much equal, yeah. So it was great. And it was funny because in the couple of days before that, I looked at the calendar and I said, wow, you know, Wednesday's going to be a really full day. And there was kind of a little hesitation there, like, I wonder how that's going to go, you know. And it last night or yet late in the afternoon, I was walking home, and it was like, wow, this was a great day. You know, I was really there with each thing, with each person, with each activity, and I noticed it. I just noticed it while I was walking home that it was that I was alive and engaged with life, and it felt really good.
Aha.
Yeah.
So let's bring it to the end of the quote. So did you have an experience that being here gives you everything your heart has always desired?
Yes. Oh, yes. I'm going to pause for a second. Yeah, you know, actually, yes. I would have to say yes because I had a feeling of I belong, and it's meaningful that I'm here on Earth, you know, alive. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To be really alive is what our heart desires. And the content just doesn't matter. So
right. You
have a really full day, you look at the schedule, okay, booked solid, and there's that from ego.
Exactly.
It's going to be hard. It's going to be too much. You're going to be able to do it. Oh, my God. And then you do it because you practice and you don't fall for that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to the end of the day and realize this is a really alive day, and I'm here. And I'm alive, and I'm a contribution, and I belong. And this is just, as they say, as good as it gets.
Yeah. Yeah, that is so true, Sherry. And I think It is, and I felt that way. I did feel that way, like, the day before, anticipating the day. And then there's something else that kind of happens with this that is, there's less resistance to getting up and doing the day when the day comes, you know? It's like,
yeah,
it's like you just get up, and this is the thing, and I'm going to go do this one thing, you know, the first thing on the calendar. And without, like, really considering so much the rest that's going to happen, but just, like, this is the thing. I'm going for this thing now. And
well, yes, and if you're getting up in the morning, and this is the morning that you get to see the person you love most in the world,
mm-hmm.
and get to spend the day with.
Yes. Well, that's really good. You know, Sherry, it's funny that you should say that, too, because about a week ago I started just bringing my voice recorder to bed with me, and I just turn it on low and listen at night, and I listen to the recordings that I made at the last There Is Nothing Wrong With You retreat, which are mm-hmm. very loving and very clear. They're very clear about what's what, you know, that this is what that is, and, you know, this is what it tells me, and this is what's really true, that kind of thing, And I love that. I love that experience. It actually is helpful in getting me to go to bed because I, just like what you said, I'm there listening to this kind person tell me how much she loves me and how much she appreciates me and how great life is and getting cleared up about what, you know, what's life and what's
life.
Not. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, it's true. When I wake up in the morning, there is a connection has been made. I don't exactly know how to explain
yes.
it. But there's a
yeah,
it's a different experience.
Absolutely,
yeah,
absolutely there is. And thank you for saying that, because as we go along, we realize you go to sleep that way, you want to wake up that way. That's mm-hmm. going to inform your night's sleep, which is going
yeah.
to assist you to be more present during the day, And we just, they're the bookends, right?
Yeah.
And we just continue to deepen that experience of this is what's real. This
yeah.
is what's real. This is real life. It's not that made up crapola in the head. This is real life. And it's good.
Yeah.
It's loving and it's kind and it's generous and it's friendly and it's pleasant. And that's what I want to live in, and I can.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. And so to go out and be in the world, when I do go out, it's like to be in the world with that orientation it creates my experience out there, you know. I'm feeling open and lovable and loved, and then that's how I treat other people. And that's what I get back.
Yes. Yes. And even if you don't, it doesn't matter.
And even if I don't, it doesn't matter. Right, right.
Right? Right?
Yeah.
Either way. You know, if you slip into ego for a minute and go unconscious, or somebody else does, that's fine. It doesn't change anything. It just reinforces our commitment to being here so that we can be the alternative and live in the alternative to mm-hmm. ego's negative separation rants.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that commercial on the recordings, because, you know, I realize I could be recording, right, with this stuff. But if people could just get it, that is what's going to make the difference for them, let themselves have the experience, stop believing that negativity is them or trying to take care of them, then we have the experience that you're talking about. You sleep better.
Yeah, I do. And,
you know, there's so much science now saying that what's a big part of what's going on with people's health is they don't sleep.
Yeah.
Well, why don't people sleep? Because that negativity is going around the clock, right? Just listening to all the awful stuff outside and inside the head. So you go to sleep, you listen to that all night long, you wake up into it, you feel awful, then you've got to get out there and try to make yourself fight through the day, and the negative voices are just dragging you down, You get to the end of the day, and all you hear is what a crappy day it was and what a failure you are. You know, and we have the ability to turn that around, not to do that.
Yeah.
Not, you know, we don't have to wait for Shaktipat from someplace. Yeah, from some place to slap us in the forehead and suddenly we're awakened. We have the ability to make the choice.
Yeah, yeah, right. And we just as you were speaking, it occurs to me there's so much momentum that happens at night, either one way or the other, you know, with the recorder or without the recorder. There's so much momentum that gets built up in that one direction that it is really hard in the morning if I don't have, you know, the recorder on my side, because it's hard to then turn it around during the day.
That's almost impossible for almost everybody. So we have two choices. We can either live in love or we can live with ego. It really is as simple as that. And we have the ability to choose.
Right.
Yep. So I'm just hoping everybody who has just whatever. Is it a scintilla? Is that somehow words are not as available to me today as I like. Any small amount of resistance to doing this, for God's sake, just ask yourself, do I want to continue to suffer or would I like to be alive in life? If the answer is I'd like to be alive in life, then get over listening to and being in relationship with that voice that wants to control you into suffering.
Yeah.
Wow.
Amen.
Is it Sunday morning? Yeah. Amen, sister.
Amen, sister. Okay. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Virginia.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Thank you, Virginia. And that was a marvelous conversation, Cherry. And nothing to add. So let's hear from our next caller.
All right.
That was so complete. The whole experience.
Passion.
Here we go.
We must bring passion to this. We are in the business of saving a human life.
Mm-hmm.
That's how big it is, and it's in our power to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
All right. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry. Hi, Ashwini. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, it's Anne. It's Anne from England. Hi.
Oh, well, no wonder you're asking. You're a really long ways away, aren't you?
I am.
You sound very good. You sound right here with us.
Good. I was told I wasn't going to press star 6, so of course I pressed it. And here I am. What you practice is what you get, hey?
That's exactly right. And it's such a statement of that voice is not the boss of me. No, people do not like being controlled by other people. But those same people who are in complete resistance to being controlled by other people are completely content to be controlled by a hateful voice in their head. So we got to, you know, we just got to get clear about that.
Yeah.
All right. What's up, Anne?
What's up? Well, I was thinking about the quote, and really where I am at the moment is just trusting life that if I show up and I believe it's possible to do the things I want to do, then that's the experience I'll have.
Exactly right. And again, if I may just underline that, with that attitude of mind and heart, it actually doesn't matter what happens, does it?
No. No, which is what
it's
came up
great
in the
when it, yeah, it's great if it goes the way we want, but that's no longer the point. The point is being present.
No, yeah. And I don't really even have kind of targets anymore. I don't live in target land anymore. It's just about what do I actually want to experience in this moment, and what do I want to experience today? And I can choose that in every moment.
Yes. Mm. Yes. Mm. I don't know if, I guess everybody who gets to that point grasps the magnitude of that. We get to choose the experience we want in every moment. That's outrageous, isn't it? It's just, it's one of those, that has to be too good to be true. And yet, when we start proving it to ourselves, it is so obvious.
Yes, and trusting, even when it doesn't feel like that's the case, that, you know, that's okay, that it's all okay.
Yes, well, yeah. I know this about you. You speak Spanish, is that correct?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm betting there was a time that you didn't.
Yes, there was. There was a time when I didn't, and I think I've always been really lucky that I've always believed in the possibility of being able to do something. I don't know. I'm just being blessed with that. And if I want to do something, I'll just do it. And I don't really have a perceived outcome, and I just keep doing it because I enjoy it. So, and this practice has really helped me to see that more and more. And I'm really grateful for that, that when doubt comes in, I know that's not life, that's just ego. So I can just say, nope, I trust life. And, you know, I just show up.
That's right. And so when you were learning to be fluent in a new language, of course, I don't know, maybe Spanish was your first one in English. Either way, you're really good at it. The point is you get to a place of, well, this doesn't seem to be working, right? I don't know how to, because the voices are always going to come in and try to discourage us from whatever it is that we're attempting. So with practice, it's not going to be any different. Right? It's really hard. You don't have time for this. You know, why don't you just, they always have an idea about what will put us back in relationship with them. But what you're saying is, you just keep going, because your experience tells you that if you keep going, you will be having the experience that you want, which is keeping going.
Yes, actually, yeah, that's really big, isn't it? Just keeping going. Never giving up. Yeah.
Never giving up. And as we've noticed, doing that, things work more often, don't they? Work has to be in quote. But, you know, if things do get easier, things do come together. They do.
They do, yeah. And you just trust. And I started this year with trust, you know, and I've just come back full circle to that again, that we trust and listen to that still small voice, because that's the one that guides us from a place of love and compassion. Yeah.
And if something isn't working, then that's the voice that we go back to. Right? We don't listen to the voices in our head tell us how this is a mistake and you shouldn't. And we go back and listen more closely to that still small voice, because I'm at a juncture here. I'm at a fork in the road. Which fork should I take? Or is just staying here for a while the... What is it? And we're open to being guided.
Yeah, just that place of sometimes we need to just be and stay for a while, and then the next step becomes evident.
Yeah.
So thank you both so much, and thanks to everybody, and happy holidays to everybody. We've had our first snow here, and it's lovely. It's kind of beginning to feel like... Yes,
beginning to
beautiful.
Look a lot like Christmas. Wow. Not us. We got sunshine and close to 70 degrees, but we're praying for a little of that. So pray with us.
Okay. We'll do. We'll do. So have a wonderful holiday.
Anne.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Ashwini.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Anne.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You know, the thing that struck me about both those conversations, Sherry, is the practice of constant devotion and ever-expanding faith. That when we, you know, when we start to practice, we see certain things, we see certain patterns. But what we always see is what we practice is what we have. And so that sort of, I think, is both what Virginia and Anne were pointing to, which is that awareness. Is what keeps us motivated into continuing to practice, because the arc of transformation does have resistance built into it, and we have to move through that resistance to get to the other side.
And so if I'm not having the experience that I'm showing up for, I am aware that I have, there is a process that I have to go through. Something has to be surrendered or faced or transcended or encountered before I have that experience. So
yes,
there's the learning that happens is I stay with it, because staying with it is how the transformation happens, not quitting.
Yes, and back to what you started out with, I suspect that the transformation is learning to stay with the faith, with the trust, with the devotion.
Yes.
That's what we're learning, not anything else about anything else, right?
Exactly.
We're learning to choose the unconditional here and now. That's it.
Yes.
Everything
That's right.
is just, grist for that mill or
yes.
Stuff
yes.
for us to practice with as we get that.
Yes, that we are always on that spiritual path required to surrender the egocentric notion that we can control how life is.
Yeah.
And the times when, well, for me at least, the dark nights of the soul, yes, you pray that, you know, when you feel, within quotes, forsaken, that's when life is calling you to have faith, not
yes.
be rescued.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's so good. The image that I saw as you were talking is, you know, I decide that I want to be more physically fit. And what ego would say is, so this time next week, I should be. Or there's something wrong and I should just quit because it's a mistake. It's too hard. I can't do it. But if I know I want to be physically fit, I know that I'm going to have to put some effort into that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's that choosing to put the effort in that is keeping us in the place that we need to be in order to continue to put in the effort.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Very difficult for conditioned mind to wrap its head around.
Oh,
that.
Can't.
The course of subjective experience. Yeah.
Right. Can't. Yeah. Doesn't want to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's really what I'm learning. I have to keep coming back and choosing devotion, faith, trust, commitment,
mm-hmm.
willingness. If I do that, the transformation is going to happen. If I fall off
yes.
and listen to ego, it's not. But there's nothing
mm-hmm.
complex about the process.
Yep. Well, we have time for one more caller, Sherry. So next,
Good.
So shall I bring them on? Next caller,
sure,
you're now
please.
Live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Greta.
Hey, Greta.
Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So what I noticed yesterday and this morning is that place of when we commit to removing what blocks the heart, as we've been talking about a bit, then what is going on actually gets revealed.
Yes.
And so through various practice opportunities yesterday, I just got to see how invested our ego is with this particular karma of there's something wrong. You know, I'm wrong, they're wrong, that's wrong, it's wrong. And as soon as I first caught on to it, then I just could see it everywhere, and including this morning. And so the prevalence of it was amazing. And a few days ago, I had really made this commitment to wanting to come from a place of kindness. And we were practicing with that as an assignment. And I also just noticed that somehow how I was communicating, I got, you know, it kind of dropped in that, well, that could be perceived as being, you know, complaining a lot, and maybe there's just another way to be with whatever. And so just having this commitment sort of opened the portal to seeing what was blocking. And then now I'm just being able to see it everywhere. and this opportunity to be here and see that, then we can just go with thank you for letting me see how much of that is in the way.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, gosh, it's so big, isn't it? Couple of things about that that I just love. One, excuse me, when we see karma, we do realize that it's, we're seeing it everywhere. It's the veils that, you know, Rumi particularly, I think, talks about. It's a veil. it's not like it's only over there. When I look in that direction, I can't look in any direction that I'm not attempting to see through this veil and whatever this particular karma is. And the other thing about it, since you're an old-timey practitioner, when you started out, what you said is, how invested I, and then you realized, it's not, I'm not, I am the one that wants to see through this. Ego is invested in that story of what's wrong. And so what this gives us, the kind of practice that you're doing right now, what it gives us is an opportunity to see how identified we are with ego and what it feels like when ego has taken over. So the practical application, although I'm sure you're there, is that when you realize there's a conversation about something wrong that you're listening to just stop and say, this is what it feels like when ego has taken over.
Yeah, you know, it's so interesting because just to, what you're saying and going back to what Ashwini was just talking about having faith and continuing to practice, I've just come from a period of really being taken over and believing this karma that just talks about, you know, you're alone, you're separate, blah, blah, blah. And it's just so believable for some part of me, and yet I know that it isn't true, and I'm in this awareness of, okay, well, the only way out is through. I'm going to just keep practicing. I don't know how to see past it, but I'm just going to keep practicing.
Yes, yes. And my encouragement is to make a recording that you listen to with some regularity that says, when I'm feeling like what is happening is true for me, okay, I can know that that is ego talking to ego.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So ego says you're alone, and ego says, oh, I'm all alone. Ego says you don't belong, and ego says, oh, I don't belong. And having awareness of that, being able to step back from that scam and see it for what it is, I think it's going to start dropping veils at a very exciting pace.
Well, exactly. And what I was going to say about it was coming from that place and having practiced through it, not giving into it, just recording with it, practicing through it, then suddenly, you know, and it's not sudden, I realize, but when the transformation happens, then, you know, as you were just saying, you see veils all over the place because the willingness to practice through it just kind of opens the portal, or another way of saying it is we are disengaging the energy from ego and we're availing ourselves of the energy from life. And then once we push through it, then we kind of get that a little bit of a boost on the other side to just actually keep going to see more and more.
Yes. Yeah. It gets exciting. Because life feels exciting, ego doesn't.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's just like that we talk about, sort of like we get this kiss from life or this embrace from life. So we're reassured again that, yes, we practiced through it. We got to the other side. We're getting that embrace. And that kind of fills us for the next opportunity.
Yes. Yeah. And the image of a spiral is what works. It seems like we're in the same place, but we're not. We're the same stuff, but it, we're seeing it from a different perspective. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you both. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks, Greta.
Bye-bye.
Which brings us to the end of the show, Sherry, and a perfect assignment to reflect our focus all morning. Here it is. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we're powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. That is certainly true when we're identified with egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate. Ego's deepest fear is that we will step into the light room and realize that we are, that what we are is life, not ego. With that realization comes the recognition that the deepest desire of the heart is to live in the light and in the love that the light is. Today, each time ego attempts to pull you into the darkness of fear, remind yourself that what you are is the limitless light and love of the unconditional. Record and listen.
Wow. Great day, huh?
Great day. Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody. Treasure yourself.
Bye-bye.